In the Kentucky primary, nearly 1 in 5 white voters said race influenced their vote, and a large majority of those voters chose Clinton over Obama. Similar numbers turned up in the West Virginia primary. Numbers like these inevitably raise charges of endemic racism in Appalachia. 21-year-old Ada Smith lives in Whitesburg, Kentucky, and she voted yesterday. She's with the Appalachian Media Institute, and she wants to set the record straight as her vote gets analyzed. Her essay comes to us from Youth Radio.
I spend a lot of time trying to convince people that where I'm from is not anything like Deliverance, the Beverly Hillbillies, or the Dukes of Hazzard. Since I moved away to college, it's hard when people hear my accent and assume I'm racist. In current election coverage, the media has chosen to fall back on stereotypes. I'm hearing once again that Appalachia is full of racists and capable of voting for a person of color. I know racism exists in Appalachia, but so do black communities. All of the voters here aren't white and elderly. I think we may be scared to admit that more Americans than just Appalachians have a race problem. Instead of questioning how we're going to deal with racism as a country, it's easier to make Appalachia the scapegoat, carrying the load. I go to a small liberal arts college in western Massachusetts. In many ways, it's the opposite of where I grew up in eastern Kentucky. Many people assume my campus is a place where racism doesn't exist, just because it's northern and liberal. Just this school year, a noose was hung on my campus, though. It reminded me that racism does exist in places that folks don't like to admit. My community faces a lot of the same problems as communities of color in places like New Orleans, New York City, and Puerto Rico. Yet I've had people from those areas not want to talk to me. They've later told me, after we've become friends, that they saw all Southern whites as racist. The last thing young people in the mountains want is to be further isolated from other struggling communities. All the conversations about the rural primaries are making it worse. I'm really afraid the next time I meet someone new, they'll assume I would never vote for a black president. The truth is, my friends who are young voters are all talking about change, just like the rest of the country. This week, as a resident of Kentucky, I voted in the primaries. Regardless of what has been said about my state and my home, the race of the candidates was not something that affected my vote. Kentucky is struggling with high rates of poverty, massive environmental damage, prescription drug abuse, poor health care, and a lack of access to education. I'm frustrated that the real problems of my home are being buried at this important political time.
21-year-old Ada Smith from Whitesburg, Kentucky. Her essay was produced by Appalachian Media Institute and Youth Radio.